Tough times for banks, right? So profits down, even losses in the case of Wachovia. How would we characterize this time in the banking industry?
Well, I think I would characterize it as saying it clearly indicates the depressed nature of the housing industry. It's been having its problems for a while. And with these kind of charge-offs at these major banks, I think it just really shows how serious the housing industry is.
And you're a veteran of the banking industry. I mean, has housing always been a problem? Or, I mean, is it sort of an ebb and flow as housing goes, so do the banks?
Housing is very cyclical. But in my 33-plus year career in the banking business, I've never seen it this depressed. Although it is cyclical, I've never seen it to this extent.
Is this a result of the consolidation effort that's been waged, i.e. the bank mergers, Regions and AmSouth, SouthTrust and Wachovia, and all these mega banks that are taking on new customers, but also, as you mentioned, the housing crisis too, these debtors that can't pay back their loans? You get the good and the bad.
Yeah, it's not really due to the consolidation. The way I would put that is, if there wasn't the consolidation, you would have just seen more losses at more banks. In Wachovia's case, a large portion of their losses came from a large SNL they acquired in California, and in the Regions case.
It cost Ken Thompson his job, correct?
Yes, sir, sure did. In the Regions case, a lot of the losses are from the former AmSouth, which was a very heavy lender in Florida, and particularly with home builders and condominium complexes.
Is this kind of like the airlines when you have dropping shares and losses, or at least profits going down? Are we expecting to find higher fees and higher interest rates charged, or less personal service?
Well, you won't see higher interest rates. Rates on mortgages may go up a little bit, but the Federal Reserve is going to maintain the interest rate structure about where it is. So you won't see that. You may see possibly some service issues because both banks will start reducing staffs.
With the federal takeover of IndyMac Bank in California, does this lead to worries about banks failing elsewhere?
I think the number of banks on the FDIC watch list is, the last number I saw, is about 150. They'll be primarily smaller banks. I think banks such as Wachovia and Regions, the capital is still strong enough to get them by this, and both banks have taken steps to replenish capital, and that was in the form of they reduced their dividends.
This housing market bubble that's burst, or that we've got these problems with the mortgages and all that, when do you think this is going to end?
Well, I think it's going to go on for a long time, and the indication of that is both these banks have built up their reserves for even more losses in the future. So the way it looks is it's going to take a good couple, 2-3 years.
And after that, you think this will start to settle down?
I think it'll stabilize at first, and then I think any improvement will be, again, will be slow. It's not going to be what we're used to seeing, the rapid appreciation. I don't think we'll see that. It'll stabilize, and then I think it will just very slowly begin to improve.
All right. John Kottmeyer from Sanford's Brock School of Business, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.